for God to do a new thing.
如果神来到我们当中，
if God come among us,
你的问题就会解决。
Your problem will be resolved.
后来你发现你的问题根本不是问题。
Then you realize your problem is not a problem at all.
Amen.
Amen.
我们有没有这样的经验呢？
Do we have this type of experience?
哎，我们很担心一件事情。
We worry about something.
觉都不能睡。
We cannot sleep.
后来那事情从来没发生。
And that thing never happened.
白担心一场。
You waste your worry.
所以我们一定要让神的水流在我们里面流。
So we need to have God's river flow in us.
那个关键的经文在腓立比书第三章十三节到十四节。
The key verse is in Philippians 3:13-14.
基督耶稣是我们唯一的标杆。
Jesus Christ is our only guidepost.
我们一定要一起努力。
Let's strive, strive to know Him.
Together.
Together.
跟旁边说一起努力啊。
Let's tell your neighbor, let's strive together.
你也要来啊。
You need to come.
不要再睡觉了。
Don't sleep anymore.
起醒吧。
Awake.
Amen. 一起努力。
Let's strive together.
一起努力。
Strive together.
我们有弟兄早餐会。
We're going to have brothers breakfast fellowship.
但是不是2月2号。
It's not February 2nd.
是3月2号。
It's March 2nd.
所以我们今天不让你登记了。
So we're not going to have you registered today.
我们的弟兄很需要兴起。
Our brother need to arise.
所有弟兄说 Amen.
All the brothers say Amen.
我们当中弟兄站起来好吗？我们看看。
Brothers, would you please stand?
你是 brother, 你就要站起来啊。
If you are brother, stand up.
你不是 brother, 请不要站啊。
You're not brother, please be seated.
弟兄们。
Brothers.
我们三月二号要在一起。
On March 2nd, we're going to get together.
我们有早餐。
We're going to have breakfast.
我们早上八点就在一起。
We're going to be here at 8 a.m.
很多人说啊，这么早。
You say, oh, so early.
没有关系，有人预备早餐，请坐。
Don't worry, someone will prepare breakfast for you.
主耶稣很爱弟兄的。
Jesus loves brothers.
Amen.
Amen.
跟你旁边说，主耶稣很爱弟兄的。
Tell your neighbor that Jesus loves our brothers.
主耶稣也爱姊妹。
And Jesus loves our sisters too.
只有一个姊妹讲，主耶稣很爱姊妹的啊。
Jesus loves the sisters.
主耶稣也爱弟兄，也爱姊妹。
Jesus loves brothers and sisters.
跟你旁边人说，主耶稣很爱你啊。
Tell your neighbor, Jesus loves you.
主耶稣很爱你啊。
Jesus loves you very much.
我们的2013年教会通讯录已经编印完成。
So we have completed our 2013 church directory.
如果你还没拿的举手好不好，招待就拿给
他。If you haven't gotten one, raise your hand, the usher will hand you one.
每家一本哈，每家一本。
One directory per family.
好，我们现在收奉献。
We're going to collect tithing.
奉献是基督徒的一个特权。
Giving tithe is a privilege of Christians.
那我们要一个感恩的心，一个乐意的心来给。
We're gonna give our offering with a cheerful and willing heart.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you.
因为你爱我们。
Because you love us.
你是一个信实的神。
You are a God who is real.
Faithful.
You are a faithful God.
主啊，你从来不会忘记我们。
You never forget us.
我们也不忘记你。
And we don't want to forget you.
我们把当纳的十分之一献上。
We want to give you our tithe.
为你的国度所用。
To be used for your kingdom.
祷告奉主。
In the name of our Lord Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
We say praise the Lord.
We
can gather together.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
你们知道
Do you know that?
弟兄姊妹们一起来聚集的时候，有一个能力会发出来。
When you come together, there is a power released.
我下面再用英文讲。所以我们要珍惜这个时间。
So we must treasure this time.
一方面，我们珍惜我们的弟兄姊妹们。
One hand, we treasure our brothers and sisters.
另一方面，我们专注在主耶稣的身
上。On the other hand, we focus on the Lord Jesus. Amen.
你们当中有多少人需要被鼓励的举手？
Who needs to be encouraged today?
需要被神来 enlighten 的举手？
Who needs the Lord to enlighten you today?
我们就一起来走上这个旅程吧。
So let's take this journey together.
我们先来读神的话。
Let us read the word.
腓立比书第三章。
Philippians 3, chapter 3,
7到14节
verse 7 to 14.
我们站起来念好吗？
Let's all stand and read the word together.
好，预备，来。你也有。
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we need you. Will you please help us? Help us to focus on you, that our heart can quiet down, Will you please come to our midst and speak to us all? May the eternal God come to the presence now. Surpass all the limitation of time and speak to everyone. In the name of Jesus, Amen.And the following who would preach in English.
I think it's so good to come to the presence of God.
是非常美好来到神的同在里。非常感谢敬拜团来带领我们敬拜神。也非常感谢 George 在后面努力的帮忙。能够使这个主日成就是有很多人的帮忙支持，我们需要为他们祷告。不是很容易对我来再站在这里翻译，也花我很多的时间来预备今天的讲信息。我到很今天早上很早才睡觉。我认为要寻求神
God,
要认识神，你要付上代价、
no、
是没有免费的午餐。
you have to
你一定要努力。
Amen.
你要努力。
time,
很多时候很多人想要牧师为他们祷告，他想要小组长来为他们祷告，那很好。
But
可是有时候你需要兴起，你要为你的生命而征战。 Amen。 你对你的邻居说，你要兴起，你要兴起，像我们的刚刚的敬拜 Dan， 你要吩咐你的灵来赞美神。很多人说我不能赞美主，因为我很低沉。那就是为什么你要赞美，你越是失落，你就越是要赞美神。你从来不会有感觉到我想要赞美神。 Amen。 是一个决定，我决定要跟随主。你也要决定，没有一个人可以为你做决定，牧师不能为你做决定，你的父母不能为你做决定。我对我的儿子说，我不能为你做决定，你自己要做一个决定。你愿意跟随主吗？或你要跟随世界的方式？
Sorry, I didn't turn on my microphone.
因为他没有开他的
microphone. I thought that was a very good one. I should repeat that.
我觉得刚刚那很好，应该要重新再讲。
I talk to my son.
我跟我弟，我的儿子说，
You have to make a decision.
你要做一个决定。
Either you follow Jesus.
或是你要跟随耶稣。
Or you follow this world.
或是你跟随这世界。
Amen.
Amen.
There's no excuse.
没有借口。
God is fair.
神是很公平的。
He gave everyone opportunity to know Him.
他给每一个人公平的机会，他认识他。
But after they know Him,
可是在他们认识神以后，
they had to make a decision.
他们要做个决定。
Amen.
Amen.
You have to decide to set apart time to read the Word of God.
你需要决定分别时间出来读神的话。
You have to decide that when you sin, you have to confess your sin and ask God for forgiveness.
你要决定要。承认你的罪，求神来赦免你的罪。
God will surely forgive us.
神一定要赦免我们。
When we are weak,
当我们软弱的时候，
we ask the Lord,
我们求神，
He will empower you.
他会给你力量。
Amen.
Amen.
It's a new beginning.
这是新的开始。
It's a new horizon.
是一个新的境界。
The title is the supreme value of knowing Christ Jesus.
我们今天的题目就是认识基督为至宝。
Amen.
Amen.
Good translation.Okay. May the Lord help us.
愿神来帮助我们。
We just read the scriptures.
我们刚刚念的经文里面。
That was Apostle Paul's words.
那是保罗使徒的话。
My first point today.
我今天第一点要说的。
We have to live for eternity.
我们要为永恒而活。
We have to live for eternity.
我们要为永恒而活。
We don't live for our paycheck.
我们不是为我们的薪水而活。
We don't live for our children.
我们不是为儿女而活。
We don't live for our grandchildren.
不是为孙女孙子而活。
I happen to have one grandson.
我虽然有一个儿孙子。
I don't live for him.
我不是为他而活。
Amen.
Amen.
Easy to say that.
很容易这样说。
Why do you work every day?
可是为什么你每天都工作呢？
May I ask you that question?
我问你这个问题。为什么你每天都工作呢？ Scott. 所以他可以十一奉献。
Before you answer, I have word of knowledge.
我早知道你会这样说了。牧师有先知性的恩赐。他是先知。那不是真正的原因。
That's fine. We are very good friends.
没有关系，我们是很好的朋友。
Have you thought about that?
你有没有这样想过？
Why do you work?
你为什么每天工作？
Why did you marry?
为什么你要结婚？
Why do you want to have children?
为什么你要生儿子？生儿女？
Have you thought about that?
你有没有想过？
What's the purpose to go through the journey of life?
这一切人生的经历有什么目的？
My friends,
我的朋友们，
I'm very honestly tell you,
我非常坦白地告诉你，
If you don't have a good answer,
假如你没有一个好的答案，
You will continue struggle.
你会一直在这个里面挣扎。
You're going to complain.
你会埋怨。
I heard a lot of people.
我很听过很多人说。
Come to middle age of life.
来到中年的时候。
They start to complain.
他就开始埋怨很多。
I work so hard.
我工作非常的努力。
I work so hard.
我每天都努力的工作。
Yes, what do I get?
我得到的是什么
？Yes, what do you get?
对啊，你得到什么呢
？As a pastor.
我是牧师，作为一个牧师
I work very hard.
我每一天都努力工作
One time,
有一次
I pray to God.
我为神祷、我向神祷告
I pray to Jesus.
我向耶稣祷告
I say I work so hard.
我说我很努力工作
What do I get?
我得到什么呢
Do you know how did Jesus say?
你知道耶稣跟我说什么吗
You get me, yes.
你得到的就是我，就是基督。
And that's my title today.
那就是我今天的题目。
That's my thing today.
就是我今天的主题。
We need to live for eternity.
我们要为永恒而活。
God created mankind for eternity.
神创造人类是为了永恒。
Amen.
Amen.
We have body, soul, and spirit.
我们有灵魂体。
Our body will not last forever.
我们的身体不会永远长存。
No matter how good you take care of your body.
不管你怎么样来照顾你的身体。
Sometimes that makes people depressed.
有时候也让人很失落。
犹豫。But today I want to comfort you.
我今天要安慰你。
Don't be depressed about your body.
不要为你的身体而忧郁。
But your spirit will last forever.
可是你的灵会存到永远。
God created that way.
神创造的是这样子的。
One day,
有一天
our body will be will cease to exist.
我们的身体会不再存在。
We call that death.
那就是死亡。
But your spirit continues.
可是你的灵会继续的存在。
The only issue is where will your spirit will be.
对，唯一的问题是你的灵会在哪里呢
？Amen.
Amen.
And that will last forever.
那个在你的灵所在的地方会是到永远的。
There are two places.
只有两个地方能去。
One is in the hell.
一就是在地狱里。
Separate from God forever.
永远与神隔绝。
Another place, the heaven.
另外一个地方就是天堂。
A contingent upon your relationship with Jesus Christ.
就是看你今天与主耶稣的关系。
Have you received His redemptive work in your life?
你有没有接纳他的救恩？
Based upon the book of Genesis,
根据创世纪
it was God who had created time and space.
是神他创造了时间与空间
and he put the human being in the time and space.
他把人放在时间和那个空间里
so easily,
很简单的
很容易的 we are so limited by time.
我们就是被时间跟空间所规范。
By the way, our worship started at 10 a.m.
我们的敬拜是从十点钟开始。
So、I appreciate you come a little bit early.
我希望你们能早点来。
That's an example about time.
这就是一个例子关于时间。
I'm very sorry.
我很对不起。
We haven't entered the eternity.
我们还没有到永恒。
So we have to honor time.
我们还需要看着时间表。
Amen.
Amen.
I appreciate you come 9:50, 9:55.
我希望你们能9:50或55分就到。
I purposely say so.
我这样子，我故意这样说。
We still live in the limitation of time.
因为我们还活在时间的限制里。
If I preach too long, some people will stand up and walk out.
有些人会出去，因为假如我讲的太久的话。
But the problem is.
问题是。
We live in the limitation of time for so long.
我们活在这个时间的限制里面那么久。
We forget about we live for eternity.
我们忘记了我们是要为永恒而活。
Amen.
Amen.
We really think about the heaven.
我们没有真的去思想天堂。
We really think about eternal life.
我们没有真的去思想永恒的生命。
I want all of you engage and listen to me very carefully.
我希望你们很专注的听我讲。
You know, someone say Satan cannot tempt God's people. He make them very busy.
假如有人说撒旦不能诱惑神的子民，他就让他们非常的忙碌。
Right,
Amen.
When you're very busy,
假如非常忙碌的时候
，you lose the grand picture.
你就看不见那个大图。
You just from one deadline to another deadline.
就只看到一个从一个事情到下一个事情。
Amen.
Amen.
This morning.
今天早上
I want you to see the grand picture.
我希望你能看见那大图画。
You ask yourself,
你要问你自己
Why do I exist on the earth?
为什么我活在这世界上
Why, what all this thing I'm doing? I work so hard.
我所做的这一切这么努力的去做
For what?
是为了什么
Does anything connect to Jesus?
这里面的一切有没有跟永恒跟耶稣有关系呢
Why this pastor talk about live for eternity? Weird words.
为什么牧师讲到永恒为永恒活是很奇怪的话。
I live from paycheck to paycheck.
我是为薪水而活的。
是为薪水，我是从一张薪水活到下一张薪水。
下一 OK，
我想不到再下一张怎么办。
I can't think of the next paycheck.
But this morning I will bless you.
可是神还是要祝福你。
This morning I will bless you.
今天早上我要来祝福你。
God will speak to you.
神要对你说话。
You need to start live for eternity.
你要开始为永恒而活。
You're going to see the difference, the results different.
你会看见那个结果是不一样的。
Because we are so limited by time and space.
因为我们非常的受时间跟空间限制。
We always think just we think that small self.
我们常常只是在那个一点点里面在思想自己里面思想。
So maybe you wonder.What does that mean to pray, to live for eternity?
那你就会想，什么意思为永恒而活呢？
Isn't that vague and abstract?
好像很抽象，很空。
Not at all.
不是的。
Based on the Bible,
根据圣经的话，
live for eternity has at least three implications.
为永恒而活至少有三个意义。
First is live for eternity is to live for Christ Jesus.
第一为永恒而活就是要为耶稣基督而活。
Secondly, live for eternity is to live in Christ Jesus.
第二为永恒而活就是活在基督里。
Thirdly, live for eternity is to let Christ Jesus' presence be at your present life.
第三为永恒而活就是让基督耶稣的同在来到你现在的生活里面。
And such implication was stated in Philippians chapter 3 verse 7 through 9.
在这里就是在腓立比书第三章第九节第七到九节所讲的。
This leads to our second point, a contrast here.
就讲到我们第二点，就是这有一个对比。
There's a Paul's value system versus an average American Christian's value system.
就好像保罗的价值观还有美国一般基督徒价值观的有一个对比。
What was Paul's value system priority?
什么是保罗的价值观还有他的优先呢
He say here, but whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish, that I may gain Christ.
然而以前对我有益的现在因着基督的缘故我都当作是有损的不但这样我也把万事当作是有损的因为我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝为了他我把万事都抛弃了看作废物为了要得着基督并且得以在他里面不是有自己因律法而得的义而是有因信基督而得的义就是基于信心从神而来的义Okay, sorry.
Apostle Paul here mentioned about three, in three aspects here.
使徒保罗这里有三点。
It's the past versus present.
就是以前跟现在。
Those were profitable to him right now, he counts as loss.
他说，所有以前对他是有益的东西，他现在当作是有损的。
Also, it's everything versus knowing Christ Jesus.
所以他把所有的事跟与认识基督做对比
and the, all things versus gaining Christ
他说所有东西与认识得着基督来对比
through that three aspect
从这三方面看
conclude,
他就有个总结
knowing Christ is the most important thing
他说认识基督是最重要的事
do you think that's a little bit too radical
你觉得这是不是太极端呢
What's the average believer in America? What their value system?
一般美国基督徒他们的价值观是什么呢
？What do they value?
他们看重的是什么呢
？Can you help me?
你可以帮我吗？帮助我吗
？Okay, comfort. Okay, that's good.
舒适。
Anything else? That's including.Chinese Christians in North America too.
这是包括所有中国华人基督徒在美国。
What do you, Don't think about them. Think about yourself. What do you value the most?
什么是你看为最重要的呢？
Health, okay, good. Comfort, health. What else? Peace. Joy. Pardon?
家人。
Family, okay. Human right, wow.
人的权利。
You talk about your human right, right? Right. It seems like our value system quite different from...Paul,
好像我们的价值观跟保罗的价值观有点不一样。
I haven't heard anyone say is to know Jesus Christ.
我还没有听到人说是要认识基督。
That's my point.
这就是我的重点。
We need to think about that.
我们要思想这一个。
Amen.
Amen.
This is very serious.
这是非常认真的。
If God put the words in Philippians chapter 3 there,
假如神把这个话放在腓立比书第三章里面。
And we start to read our words.
我们开始读这一段经文。
Yet our lifestyle, our values is in such a gap.
我们的价值观跟神的话是有这样的一个距离。
I believe Paul was a believer.
我相信保罗是信主的人。
I believe all of you who answer what you are a believer.
我也相信你们也是信主的。
But I just wonder why the value system is so contrasting.
可是我在思想，为什么我们的价值观跟他的价值观有这样的距离？
Amen.
Amen.
Why?
为什么呢？
We must miss something.
我们肯定是没有看见一些东西。
We miss something very important.
我们没有看到一些很重要的东西。
I believe.
我相信
Apostle Paul's life is lived according to God's will.
我相信使徒保罗他的生命是根据神的旨意而活。
In Romans chapter 8,
在罗马书第八章
verse 28 to 30,
第28节到30节
it defines the purpose of earthly life well.
他就讲到，他就给人生一个定义。
The purpose of life.
人生的目的目标。
You say, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose.
我们知道，为了爱神的人，就是按他旨意蒙召的人的益处，万事都一同效力。
Okay, for those God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brothers.
因为神预先知道的人，他就预定、预先命定他们和他儿子的形象一模一样，使他的儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
And those he predestined, he also called; those he called, he also justified; those he justified, he also glorified.
他预先命定的人又呼召他们，所招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又使他们得荣耀。
These three verses are so crucial.
这三个经文是很重要的。
To answer the question I asked early.
来回答刚刚早一点的时候我问的问题。
Why do I live in this world?
为什么我活在世界上？
The answer is right here.
答案在这里。
Apostle Paul, he set out his goal of life according to this.
使徒保罗他设立人生的目标是根据这一段话。
This scripture being quoted so many times.
很多人使用这一段经文。
Because when we see some bad thing happen to our brothers and sisters,
很多时候我们看到弟兄姐妹啊，有些经历不遭遇不困难的时候
，tragedy happen，
或是有意外发生，
loss,
失去很多的时候。等等
then we comfort them.
我们就安慰他
It's okay.
啊，没问题
All things work together.
所有事都互相效力
All things work together for the good for those who love the Lord.
为神爱神的人得益处
It's okay.
你们没有问题
the price of stock will come back.
股票一定会回来的
You got a car accident, God will give you a new car.
你假如出了车祸，神会给你新车
But that's not the scripture there. That's not the intention there.
可是这一段经文的的意义不是这个
All things will work together for the good.
所有的事，万事互相效力
For those
为了爱神
Who devote their life
那些所有爱神的人把他们生命委身给神的人
Be transformed
能够被转化
Unto
更像成为耶稣基督的模样。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹。
This is very important.
这是非常重要。
Our goal of life.
我们人生的目标。
Our purpose of life.
我们人生的目标。
What determine our journey?
会决定我们的旅程。
What's the purpose of this year for your life?
你今年的目标是什么呢？
Have you thought about that?
你有思想吗？
We need to live for Jesus Christ.
我们要为主而活。
We need to pursue Him.
我们需要追求他。
We need to find out why there's a gap between Paul's value system and our value system.
我们一定要找到为什么使徒保罗的价值观跟我们的价值观有一个距离。
Romans 8:28-30.
罗马书第八章二十八到三十节。
Clearly tell us.
很清楚的告诉我们。
God predestinates some people.
神预先呼召了一些人，
预定
一些人，
then he called them,
然后他呼召他们，
then he justified them,
然后使他们成为义，
and then he will glorify them,
然后使他们得荣耀。
Amen.
Amen.
God will make us to glorify him.
神创造我们是要我们使他得荣耀。
God will grant you and me a glorious life.
神要给你我一个荣耀的生命。
Can you?Picture what kind of life, glorious life is in your life.
你可以思想想象什么是荣耀的生命吗？
I want an interaction.
我需要跟你互动。
I won't ask Scott this time.
没有，我不会问 Scott 这一次。
He agreed with me too.
他也认同。
So Ricky, what kind of life do you think is a glorious life?
你觉得什么样是一个荣耀的生命
？To you,
对你来讲。
Humble life. Wow, this man is very
谦卑的人生。
Okay, there's someone volunteer. I like that, Cindy. What kind of life you think is a glorious life to you?
什么样是一个荣耀的生命？
I think a glorious life will be
if
someone sees people want
to be Thank you. I think the Lord wants you to answer. You have the answer. Okay, Winnie, what is a glorious life to you? Victorious.
得胜的生命。
Overcome. Amen.
胜过的生命。
But God wants us to, each one of us, to live a lot of people talk to me.Say, ah, Pastor, I'm very confused. I don't know what God called me to do.
很多人跟我讲说，牧师，我很不清楚为神呼召我做什么。
Sometimes I'm kind of scared.
有时候我很害怕。
I'm not too sure I'm doing what God called me to do.
我不是很确定我是不是正在做神呼召我所做的。
This morning I want to comfort you.
今天早上我要安慰你。
Take easy.
放松一点。
No matter whatever you're doing.
不管你现在在做什么。
God has a one goal for every believer.
神有一个目的为全部的信徒。
In whatever the thing happened to you,
不管你人生遇见什么，
it will work out good for you.
都是为你的益处。
If you pursue Jesus Christ,
假如你是在追求耶稣基督，
it will beneficial to you.
这一切都会对你有益。
A glorious life,
一个荣耀的生命，
it starts to reflect the character, the attribute of Jesus Christ.
会开始反照耶稣基督的人的生命还有品格。
And that's also an eternal goal.
这就是一个永恒的目标。
Okay, you say, that's just still very vague.
你说主牧师还是很空，很不懂。
Okay, let me ask you.
那我问你。
Does that show online?
有没有看到我的 outline?
Why Apostle Paul has such kind of value system, very radical?
为什么使徒保罗有这么极端的一个价值观？
Because,
他看见耶稣。
Because his experience, right?
因为他的经历。
Amen.
Amen.
We need to experience God.
我们需要经历神。
We need to experience God together.
我们需要一同来经历神。
Amen.
Amen.
Life is not easy.
人生是不容易的。
I know some of you sit here.
我知道有些人在这里。
This morning.
今天早上。
Say, Pastor Joseph.
说牧师啊。
Don't talk about eternity.
不用讲永恒啦。
I want to get by 2013.
我能够活到2013年，好好的过就好了。
Yes, 好好的过就好了。
You will.
You 你会的。
Amen.
Amen.
No matter how big the mountain is.
不管那高山有多高。
No matter what kind of health condition you're in.
不管你现在在什么样的环境。
Or financial condition.
身体的情形或是经济的情况。
This morning.
今天早上。
The Lord invites you.
神来邀请你。
Seek first His kingdom and righteousness.
要先寻求他的国和他的义。
All the things will be added unto you.
所有一切的都要加给你。
You need to believe that.
你要相信这一点。
Amen.
Amen.
And make proclamation right now.
我现在在宣告。
You need to receive and register in your spirit. Say yes.
你要接纳，然后在你的灵里面说是的。
Let's seek first His kingdom.
然后让我们一同来先寻求他的国。
And the righteousness.
和他的义。
Not seek first to solve my problem.
不是先来解决我的问题。
Because that's the problem.
那就是问题。
We always think we have so many problems.
我们常常以为我们有很多的问题。
And I cannot grow.
然后我不能长大。
No, Pastor Joseph.
然后牧师对牧师说。
The reason I cannot read the Bible.
原因我不能读圣经。
Because I have this health problem.
因为我有身体的问题。
If God heal me.
假如神医治我。
I going to read.
我就可以读神的话。
Because I have financial problem.
因为我经济有问题。
Because I have relational problem.
或是我人际有关系问题。
No.
不是的。
The answer is no problem.
答案是没有问题。
Speak to your neighbor, say no problem.
对你隔壁说没有问题。
If you seek Jesus,
假如你寻求神，
no problem.
寻求耶稣就没有问题。
Amen.
Amen.
I see enemy oppress us.
我看到那仇敌要压制我们。
不是要正在
压制我们。
Because we have a lot of deadlines.
我有很多人生的叫什么事情，我不知道。
不会 deadline 我不会。
Deadline 是什么中文？
Deadline.Michael, deadline 是怎么讲？我知道你有很多 deadline。Milestone 还是英文的？
是一个里程碑。
里程碑啊，我知道了，截止期。
截止期。
There's a lot of deadline。
有很多事情要完成。
So you continue be pressed into it。
所以你一直被这些东西压制。
And this morning。
今天早上。
God said, "Come."
神说来啊。
The reason Paul had such radical value system。
原因。使徒保罗有这样的极端的价值观，
Because he has encountered the risen Christ.
因为他遇见了复活的主。
On the way to Damascus,
在他去大马色的路上，
he was on the other end, totally opposite side of Christianity.
他完全是在敌对基督教的。
We kind of familiar with the story.
我们都晓得这个故事。
But that story is very important.
可是这故事非常重要。
Why a person have such a radical change?
为什么一个人有那么大的转变？
Because
因为
he had met Jesus Christ.
因为他遇见了耶稣基督。
Speak to the person, we need to meet Jesus Christ.
你需要遇见耶稣基督。
Amen.
Amen.
We need to meet him together.
我们要一同的遇见他。
I really encourage you to engage with me.
我心真的欢邀请你们来专注。
We need to meet Jesus here today.
我要今天在这里遇见耶稣。
That's the eternity invades the present time.
当永恒的神进入现今的时间里面。
Because that's the way he created us.
那就是神创造我们这样子。
If you come to meet him,
假如你不遇见他，
if you haven't met him,
你还没有遇见他，
you will remain the same.
你会一直都是一样的。
A lot of people say, I already met the Lord.
我很多人说我已经遇见神了。
I went to the special conference.
我都去这个特会。
The pastor, the prophet prayed for me.
很多先知为我祷告。
I fell on the floor.
我倒在地上。
You can say whatever.
你可以说什么都可以。
But the important thing is,
重要的是，
if you have met the Lord,
你遇见神的话，
you will be changed.
你会被改变。
Amen.
Amen.
If you haven't been changed,
你还没有被改变，
very likely you haven't met him.
很可能是你还没有遇见他。
Amen.
Amen.
Apostle Paul met Jesus.
使徒保罗遇见神，耶稣。
Jesus was his enemy.
然后耶稣以前是他的敌人。
And Jesus said, "So, why do you persecute me?"
耶稣对他说，你为什么逼迫我？
And he answered very interesting. He said, "Who are you, Lord?"
扫罗的回答竟然是说，你是谁呀，主？
And Jesus said, "I am Jesus." The one you persecute.
耶稣就说，我就是耶稣基督，是你逼迫的那一位。
Go into the city.
叫，然后就吩咐他进入那个城里。
And you will be instructed to do whatever you should do.
然后有人会教你怎么做。
And that was the beginning of his journey.
那是他的开始，跟随神的道。
And there was a man called Barnabas.
然后有一个人叫巴拿巴。
We need people like Barnabas.
我们需要有人像巴拿巴一样。
He was a good man.
他是一个很好的人。
He received Paul.
他接纳保罗。
He loved Paul.
他也爱他。
He discipled Paul.
他门徒训练保罗。
Paul was notorious.
保罗是
恶名昭彰的。He was a church terminator. Remember Arnold?
逼迫教会的。
I'll be back.
我会回来的。
Apostle Paul talked to all the church, I'll be back. I will arrest you.
保罗对所有的教会说我会回来的。
我要抓你们全部关起来。
把你们剿灭全部都关起来。
So he was notorious.
他是非常嚣张的。
He was converted.
个人他被改变了。
Who knows?
谁晓得?
Maybe he's a spy.
可能他是一个间谍。
James Bond.
007.
I'm Bond, Mr. Bond.
我是 Bond.
Who knows?
谁晓得?
And he came.
可是他来了。
Barnabas.
巴拿巴。
A good man.
一个好人。
He received Paul.
他接纳保罗。
That's very important.
很重要的。
Dear brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹。
Sometimes.
有时候。
A person convert.
有一个人刚信主。
We receive him.
我们需要接纳他。
We receive her.
我们需要接纳他。
That means a lot to them.
对他们来说是很重要的。
So Barnabas discipled Paul.
所以巴拿巴门徒训练保罗。
Paul also spent 3 years in Arabia desert.
保罗也花了三年的时间在沙漠里，
阿拉伯
沙漠。
So he continued have time to wait upon the Lord.
他一直在等候神
，encounter God，
遇见神。
And Second Corinthians，
在哥林多后书
，he mentioned about he went to the heaven.
他讲到他去到天上
，he saw the heavenly things.
他看到天上的事
，so he encountered with Jesus.
他遇见耶稣。
Pastor Joseph,
所以牧师啊
I want to encounter Jesus.
我也想遇见耶稣
What's the solution?
但我该怎么做
I'm sorry.
我对不起
There's no solution.
没有什么答案
There's a proposal.
只有一个建议
It's a lifestyle event, a lifestyle discipleship.
就是生命的一个门徒训练
We need
生活化的门徒训练
We need a lifestyle discipleship.
我们需要生活化的门徒训练
What's the name of our church?
我们的名教会的名字是什么
Great Commission.
大使命
Do you know the most famous Great Commission version is where? In the
你知道最有名的大使命的那段经文在哪里吗
Matthew 28.
在马太福音28章
Do you know that?
你知道吗
So Jesus was about to leave.
这耶稣快要升天了
And All his disciples came.
那他所有的门徒都来。
I won't tell you.
我要告诉你。
According to number, it's not that impressive.
根据数据的话，它不是这么多。
根据数字。
数字的话，不是怎么，叹为惊人的，不知道怎么讲。
Yeah, you translate well.
没有什么。
Think about in Jesus' earthly life.
想想看耶稣人生平的时候。
His earthly ministry.
他在地上的事工。
Wherever he went,
他去到哪里
？There was so many people.
都有很多的人
，right?
Right?
Why not? He was a good teacher.
他是一个很好的教师。
Free lunch.
有免费午餐。
To go.
还有带走的。
Right? Left over to go.
还有剩下的带走。
That's what Chinese love. To go.
是中国人很喜欢的 to go 带走。免费
to go
带走
there are so many people
有好多的人
but when come to the end
到最后的时候
he was departing
他要离开地上
you go to the book of Acts
你看到使徒行传
not many people
没有几个人
and they came to Jesus
然后他们来到耶稣面前
Matthew 28
马太福音二十章
the Bible says
二十八章圣经说
some of them still doubtful
还有一些人疑惑
how do you feel How do
you feel? 有什么感觉
If you were Jesus,
假如你是耶稣的话
you worked for three and a half years,
你为他们你做了三年的工作
when you betray,
然后又被人出卖
when you arrest,
又被人抓起来
all your disciples ran,
你所有的门徒都跑掉
that one person wasn't too bad
还有一个人不是那么差
his name was Peter
他的名字叫彼得
he pulled out the sword
他还拿出刀来
咔嚓
咔嚓。我不知道怎么翻译。
Jesus disagree.
耶稣说不同意。
And Jesus put that ear back to that servant.
然后耶稣还把他的耳朵放回去。
And Jesus rebuked Peter.
耶稣还斥责那个彼得。
Peter said, "Okay, since you rebuked, bye bye, I left too."
彼得就说，反正你都骂我了，我就走了。
Within very few hours.
然后在那短短几个小时
，Peter denied Jesus three times.
彼得就不认主三次。
So come to the end.
直到最后
，Before Jesus depart.
在耶稣升天以前
，Very small group of people.
很少的人剩下来。
And Jesus spoke to them.
然后耶稣对他们说
，He said, "All the authority already entrusted to me."
天上地下一切的权柄已经交托给我。
Therefore.
所以
，Go.
去
，and make disciples.
使万民做我的门徒。
Of all nations.
使万民做我的门徒。
And Jesus said, "Baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit."
奉父子圣灵的名为他们施洗。
Whatever I have taught you, you teach them as well.
教导他们，吩咐他们，教导他们一切我所教你们的。
So I will be with you until the end of the world.
并且遵守，我就与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
After that,
在那之后
，Jesus depart.
耶稣就。不嫁就升天了，就离开了。
My friends,
我的朋友
，Jesus really believed in those disciples.
神真的非常相信那些门徒。
Very small group of people.
这么少一群人。
What did they do?
他们做了什么
？No. After that, what did they do?
在这事情以后，他们做了什么
？Book Acts chapter.
你可以告诉我吗？《使徒行传》第一章。
What did they do?
他们做什么呢
？Why?
他们去祷告，为什么呢？
Because Jesus told them that.
因为耶稣告诉他们的。
Right? Earlier, Jesus told them, "Don't leave Jerusalem."
耶稣早一点告诉他们说，不要离开耶路撒冷。
But wait in the Jerusalem. Wait for the my Father promise.
可是在耶路撒冷人那里等候父所应许的。
That's the coming of the Holy Spirit.
就是圣灵的降临。
And Jesus also say, "When the Holy Spirit come upon you."
然后耶稣也说，当圣灵降临在你身上
，You'll be my witness.
你会成为我的见证。
In Jerusalem.
在耶路撒冷。
All Judea.
还有什么？
犹大全地。And to Samaria.
在撒玛利亚
Until the end
直到地极
Hallelujah
的见证 Amen
Hallelujah
Hallelujah
Those disciples they listen they obey Jesus
那些门徒听见耶稣的话他顺服他的话
They didn't rent the biggest Colosseum in Jerusalem
他们没有租那里最大的大球场
They went to the upper room
他们去一个楼上楼
They pray.
他们一同祷告
I tell you, when it starts,
告诉你
it's a very small group.
一开始是一群很少的人
Maybe 20 people.
可能20个人
And then reach 120.
可是就增长到120个
They pray for 10 days.
他们祷告了10天
And the Holy Spirit came.
圣灵就降临了
Dear brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们
Why Apostle Paul has that radical value system?
为什么使徒保罗有这样极端的价值观
？Which is biblical, which God intend value system?
这是合乎圣经的，是神的心意的。
But our value system so different.
为什么我们的价值观这么不一样
？Because Paul has encountered Jesus.
因为保罗遇见神。
On a continual basis.
不断的遇见神。
We don't.
我们没有。
We may be in the special meeting,
我们可能是特别的聚会里。
Once a while inspired,
很久才一次被激励。
But that's why we need a lifestyle discipleship.
所以为什么我们需要一个生活化的门徒训练
？This is the right direction for the whole church.
这是一个正确的方向，整个教会正确的方向。
Because that's what Jesus had done to his disciples.
那也是耶稣和对他的门徒所做的事。
90% of his earthly ministry time to those 12 people.
他花95%的时间在他们身上，在门徒的身上。
Even though he had a big crowd,
虽然他有外面很多的人。
Also, that's a lifestyle. They spend time together.
而且是生活化的，因为他们一直花时间在一起。
Not just a lesson, you know.
不是只是上个课。
It's a transforming.
是一个转化的过程。
That's the right direction.
是一个正确的方向。
Secondly, it's a lifestyle.
第二是生活化的。
Life is not easy, right?
生活不容易。
Life is full of disappointment.
生命里有很多使你失望的。
A lot of surprise.
也有很多超乎你意料之外的惊喜的事。
A lot of discouragement.
让你低落的事。
But God wants us to be disciples in the real life.
可是神让我们在真实的生活里面成为他的门徒。
Also, it's a unified effort toward God's goal.
另外也是朝着神设定的目标合一的努力。
I think that's very important.
我觉得这是很重要。
Right? Toward the same goal.
是一合一一个同样的目标。
And the unified.
合一的。
Row the boat.
一起来撑
这个艇子，
你们有撑过艇子吗？
You need to be unified effort.
你需要合一的努力。
If you are not in unified effort, what's the result?
假如你不是合一的一同努力的话，会怎么样？
Right?
The boat just turn around and around.
A lot of time.
很多时候
church is like that.
教会也是这样。
Turn around.
一直在转啊转。
Row, row, row your boat.We need to roll the ball in with the same direction.
我需要往同一个方向一起努力。
I read the book of Acts.
我读《使徒行传》。
I'm always inspired.
我常常被不知道怎么讲 inspire 启发。
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm always inspired for the record there.
我常常被《使徒行传》里面的话所启发。
When Holy Spirit came upon them,
当圣灵来到他们那一百二十个人身上
，The Lord shook the whole city of Jerusalem.
整个耶路撒冷都被震动。
He estimated at least 10,000 people gathered to see the phenomenon.
但至少有一万人来到那个地方。
And the Bible says, when Apostle Peter stood up,
当使徒彼得站起来的时候
，11 other apostles stood up along with him.
十一个另外的使徒也一同站起来。
Isn't that beautiful?
那不是很美的事吗
？When we start to do discipleship,
当我们开始要做门徒
训练 ，a lifestyle discipleship,
生活化的门徒训练
，we go together.
我们一同出发
，not just for elite.
不只是那些前面的人
前进，
不是这几个领袖而已。
They are very spiritual. They
不是那些属灵的人而已。
No, everybody.
不是的，是全部的人。
跟旁边说全部的人。
跟隔壁的说 ，everybody.
你也要做门徒。
你也要做门徒。
Amen.
You gotta be a disciple.
When Peter stood up with along with 11.
当彼得跟那十一个门徒一同站起来
There's authority there.
那有权柄
Dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
When we start to all love Jesus together,
当我们一同来爱主耶稣
With the same direction,
同样的方向
And we help each other,
我们彼此帮助
People will be fascinated with us.
别人会看见我们会很惊讶
Amen?
Amen?
They start to wonder about what kind of Jesus he is.
他就开始思想耶稣是什么样子的。
That's happened to the Jerusalem church.
那就是发生在耶路撒冷的教会里。
120 people to pray together, not easy.
要120个人一同同心合意来祷告不容易。
They pray in one heart.
他们圣经说他们是同心合意的祷告。
Let's say one heart.
一起来讲同心合意
My brother and sister, this is very important.
这很重要
We don't need have many people.
我们不需要很多的人
We need a one heart people.
我们需要同心合意的人
Amen?
Amen.
Husband and wife.
夫妻
Need a one heart.
要合一
When husband and wife is one heart.
当夫妻是同心合意
There's a power.
就有能力
Like a sword.
就像刀
We cut off the enemy's head.
除掉仇敌的头
Amen.
杀掉 Amen.
Why today the church in our church prayer we don't have power?
为什么今天教会的祷告没有能力
Because we don't have a unity.
因为我们没有合一
We always think about unity is you listen to me, that's mean unity.
我们常常想到合一就是你听我的话
No, unity
不是这样
Come together, we listen to God together.
是我们在一起一同听神的话
Amen.
Amen.
Also, finally, this lifestyle discipleship is a journey of building a kingdom culture, CCQ family / community. Very long.
最后的一点就是要建立一个天国文化的大使命家庭。
Culture.
我们需要一个天国的文化。
So, Pastor Joseph, why do you say so?
为什么牧师啊？为什么这样说
？Because that's the only way for me to survive my marriage.
那是唯一的办法，能够让我的婚姻继续。
Because I will say Chinese ways like this.
我会说中国人的做法是这样。
Marmy will say American ways like this.
然后师母就会说美国人的做法是这样。
And then she will say we are in America right now.
然后我们在美国现在。
I have nothing to say.
然后我就什么都不能讲。
I say kingdom, and then I quote scripture, kingdom of God is like this.
然后我就是说天国的是这样的。
I'm a little bit kidding.
我在开玩笑。
We are fine.
我们没有问题。
This is my our 30th anniversary.
今年是我们第三十年周年。
But I try to say is.
我想要说的是。
We had to start to transcend the human culture.
我们要超越人的文化。
We do discipleship lifestyle.
我们有生活化的门徒训练。
Then we start to find out what's important in God's eyes.
我们就开始发现，在神眼中什么是重要的。
On our bulletin.
在我们的
节目单
里。
Please turn with me.
请打开，在那后面。
We have some core value here.
我们教会有核心价值一些核心价值。
Those are the kingdom culture.
那些是国度的 value 价值。
Like holiness.
像圣洁。
Like Ricky mentioned about humility.
那像 Ricky 刚刚讲的谦卑
Intimacy with Christ
与基督亲密的关系
Those are the kingdom value, very important
这些都是属于天国的价值观 Amen
I'd like you to spend some time to read that
我希望你能花时间来读
We're going to present that every month
我每一个月都会讲一个价值观
To help us
来帮助我们
Life is good
人生是美好的。
Life is good.
人生是美好的。
Only Mr. Excellent say,
只有
because you become grandpa,
Mr. Excellent, 因为你成为祖父了吗？只有他在想。
Life is good.
人生是美好的。
When Jesus is the Lord.
当耶稣是主。
Life is very good.
人生是就会很好。
Amen.
Amen.
人生会很美好，如果耶稣是主。
Life is good if Jesus is the Lord.
Let's live for eternity.
让我们为永恒而活。
Let's start to follow Jesus.
然后开始跟随耶稣。
English group, Scott and Dan, they are meeting together.
英文部他 Scott 还有 Dan 在 Dan 在一起聚。
They are aware upon the Lord. They try to come out, listen what God told them.
他们一起来寻求神。
And they
want 听神的话。
They want meet me together. We'll come together to seek the Lord. How to do the Discipleship for the English group.
然后也跟我一起来寻求神，看看我们怎么样帮助英文部的弟兄姐妹来做门徒训练。
The Mandarin group last Tuesday already start.
然后华语部我们上个礼拜二已经开始。
It's not easy.
不容易。
First time to use that.
第一次这样子做。
But it was good.
可是非常好。
Dear brother and sister,
弟兄姐妹
Discipleship is not just a course.
门徒训练不是一门课
It's an ongoing process.
是一个不断的经历
We're going to break into small
groups. 后面
Oh, we have a holy communion.
我们要领圣餐
And after that,
在那之后
We have a small group.
我们会分成小组
In your group, you will talk about that.
在你的小组你要讨论
Okay, we're going to have to take the bread and cup.
我们要一同来分饼和杯。
Maybe the children are coming.
让那儿童进来。
We thank Jesus.
我们要感谢耶稣。
The reason we need to focus on him.
我们要专注在他身上的原因。
Because he came.
因为他来。
He changed our destiny.
他改变了我们的命运。
Amen.
Amen.
He changed our course of life.
他改变我们人生的方向
From eternal destruction
从永远的毁灭
To eternal hope
到永恒的盼望
Amen.
Amen
And this bread and cup remind us
这饼和杯
提醒我们 Sometime in the past
在以前
We met Jesus
我们遇见耶稣
We receive him to our life as Savior and the Lord.
我们接受他成为我们的救主与主。
Amen.
Amen.
become children of God.
我们成为神的儿女。
We appreciate Him forever.
我们永远的感谢他。
This morning,
我们今天早上
I'd like to invite all those.
我们要邀请所有
who have received Jesus as Savior and the Lord.
已经接受耶稣基督为救主与主的。
Been baptized.
和受洗的。
Unto the Lord.
与主联合
Come forward, take the bread and cup.
来到前面拿那个饼和杯
After you take the bread and cup,
在你拿到饼和杯之后
Back to your chair,
请你回到你的座位
you pray.
你要祷告
you pray about what you heard just now.
你为刚刚你所听见的来祷告
Ask the Lord,
求神
start to reveal to you.
开始对你启示他自己
What are some areas in your life need to be changed?
启示你生命里有什么地方需要被改变
so you can pursue him.
所以你能追求他
Amen.
Amen.
Can we do that?
可以吗
Okay. So we from the last row from the back we line
从后面的开始
you come,
出来
you take the bread you take cup and
来到前面一排一排的
and you silent you start wait upon the Lord Okay.
其他的就先等候神
Okay. We line upBack to your seat.
你回到你座位以后
I want you to close your eyes, start to pray and wait upon the Lord.
我想要你闭上双眼等候神
Thank you.
has one.
每一个人都拿到了吗？
Just right.
刚好。
Nothing left.
没有剩下的。
I'd like you to go to find one or two people.
我希望你跟一到两个人，找一到两个人。
And you pray and bless him.
然后为他们祷告，祝福他。
This coming year,
在这未来一年里面，
you will seek Jesus.
他们会寻求神，
pursue Jesus.
追求主。那是最他，我看他为至宝的。
Nobody leave the long term.
没有人剩下，每一个人都要找一个人，
okay.
跟他们一同祷告。
Just move to the small group time.
现在分组讨论。
We will really deal with the disciple things in the small group.
这来讨论门徒训练。
All the coworkers start to lead your group, please.
所有同工开始，请带领每一个小组。
unity to pursue you, Lord Jesus Christ, the only one worthy of pursuit. Bless my brother, his family, his business, to come here.